Again, I give honor to God on tonight for all of you that have taken the time to call in just to hear a word from the Lord. And I was at work last night, and not very often that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when I work that I'm able to just, you know, stay focused and tuned in to, you know, to the word of God that's coming forth on the prayer line or on Facebook or I'll say YouTube. It's not all the time that I can, you know, just stay focused and tuned in. But thank God on last night I was able to sit there and phone didn't ring. I did have one interruption, and I think they finally noticed that they were interrupting me, and they left. So, you know, but I was able to sit there last night and just listen to what, you know, the word of God going forth, what Pastor had to say unto us last night. And I just got excited, you know, because they ain't but one Holy Ghost. And I sat there last night at work, and I said, okay, now, Pastor, you stepping all over the word tonight. But like I said, God is awesome, and he knows what we need. So tonight we're going to be looking at Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 7, and it reads as this: ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him? And if I could just use for a thought tonight, it would simply be just ask. Just ask. We ask questions of people all day long, all throughout the week. We ask all kind of questions, and we expect answers. Sometimes we get answers, sometimes we don't. But if we look at the word on tonight, it starts with three invitations or three commandments. And what Jesus is really saying, and this is Jesus speaking, we know red lettering refers to, lets us know that it's Jesus talking to us. So in these three invitations or three commands, Jesus is saying to us to persist in prayer. The three invitations are ask, seek, and you shall find. The third is knock. And then these three invitations are followed by 7 promises. And those 7 promises, he says to ask, one promise, it will be given to you. He says to seek, second promise, you will find. He says to knock, third promise, the door will be open unto you. The fourth promise, as you ask your Father for what you need, you go down to verse 11, well, verse 8. He said, everyone that asks, receiveth. Everyone that seeks, find. Everyone that knocks, it will be open. Then at verse 11, he said, once you ask, seek, knock. Jesus said, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So last month we were talking about the magnitude or the vastness of God's power and how he has the unlimited ability and the capability, the skills, the wisdom, the knowledge, the resources to do more than far above all above and beyond all that we could ever even ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh within us. But saints of God, we need to ask. Yes, God knows what we have need of even before we ask him, but the word of God tells us to ask. And there are so many scriptures with reference to asking. We can't get into all of them tonight, but Matthew 21 and 22 says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So again, Jesus is telling us we need to be persistent in prayer. We need to not give up. We need to not lose heart, but be persistent in your asking, in your seeking, in your knocking. And he said, everyone that asks, receives. Okay, so who is everyone? Everyone, according to John 1, 12, and 13, says, but as many as have received him. This promise ain't for everybody. It's for those who have received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, those which were born of him, not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. That's who this promise is for. When you know that you know that you know that you know that you are a son of God, that you know you are a daughter of the King, that you know that you have surrendered your life to him and you done stopped playing these games, and you about your father's business, you're about being real, and you're about working for the kingdom of God, and you're about being a witness unto him and winning souls to him. That's who this promise is for. It ain't for everybody. It's not for those that just come to church out of formality and have yet to yield and surrender their lives to him. That don't get you into the kingdom. It's not for those that come out of obligation, or because your parents brought you to church. Now, you know, it's just in you to come to church. It takes far more than that. It's about being a living sacrifice. It's about presenting your body to Christ that he can use you. It's about separating yourself from the things of the world and separating yourself unto God and being in a place, in a position where he can answer your prayers when you call on him. When you just ask, he wants to answer your prayers. I think about the story of the widow woman and the unjust judge who, you know, he said, I don't fear God. I don't care what man wants. I don't care really what man thinks. But because this woman kept coming to him, she wanted justice for her adversary. She kept worrying him. And he finally gave in. Because this woman kept worrying him, he finally gave in and granted her request. Now you look at God. God don't get irritable. He don't grow impatient. He don't get upset when you come to him and ask him for things. But he's a patient and he's a loving father who wants you to come to him. He wants you to ask. He regards man, whereas the unjust judge had no regard for man. He loves us. He cares about us. He desires to meet our needs. But what did he say? Just ask. For everyone that asks, receives. That don't mean you're going to get everything you ask for. He goes on, Jesus goes on to compare the nature of man to the nature of God. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more Will our Father in heaven give good things to those that ask him? And you might say, I'm not evil. We have an evil nature. Goes back to Genesis 6 and 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 8 and 21 says the imagination of man's heart was evil even from our youth. So, yes, we have a sinful nature. So Jesus is comparing that the nature of humans to God's nature, and he's saying even as being evil, modern concept, or the world today would say is that people are basically good. So Jesus acknowledges that humans, even though we may perform gracious acts like providing for our children, he is also saying that we do this contrary to the sinful nature that's within us. God's gracious acts, on the other hand, expresses and reveals to us our Heavenly Father's perfect nature. God is infinitely good. He is infinitely kind. He's infinitely gracious, infinitely wise, infinitely strong, that he can do all that he pleases. He's infinitely righteous, that he's going to do what's right. And I said he's infinitely good. And when I say infinitely, I'm saying God's very being and his greatness has no limitations. There is no limit to what God can do for us. If we ask, and if we ask in sincerity, and if we ask with the right motives. James said we have not because we ask not. And sometimes we ask with the wrong motives, because we're going to take what God gives us and use them for our pleasure. So we have to make sure that our motives are right. We have to make sure that our mindset is right. We have to make sure that we're asking in sincerity. And I let you know tonight, God will not withhold anything good from those who walk upright before him. That's not the kind of God we serve. We don't serve a bad father. We serve a good father. And you take a child, for example. When a child wants a need met, he goes. If his father's there in the room with him, he's going to make that request known. If his father's not in the room with him, what's he going to do? He's going to go looking for him. He's going to go seeking. And if he finds that his father is in a room with a closed door, what is he going to do? He's going to knock. Why? Because he wants his need to be met. Same way it is. That's the physical realm. Same way it is in the spiritual realm. We have to ask. Whether it seems like God is near at hand, whether it seems like he's untouchable at that moment, I don't care. Same scenario. If we can't feel his presence, persist in that thing. You persist in that prayer. Pastor said last night, you push through in that prayer. And you seek him. And you seek him until you find him. And see if he will do great and marvelous things in your life. Church, we serve an awesome God. John 15 and 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, or if you abide in me and my words abide in you, if you got the word of God on the inside and you begin to pray the word of God, God won't come slack concerning his promises, saints. He's going to do just what he said he would do. And it goes on to say, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Sometimes, not sometimes, all the time. God knows what's best for us. So I'm not saying that everything that you ask for, you're going to receive it. Because only God knows if what you're asking for is good for you. You might not even know it. You might be asking for stones or snakes or serpents. You might not even know it. But God knows. And because he is a good God, he's not going to give you those things to hurt you, but he's going to give you what he knows. And he's in the authority to define what is good for you, what is good for me. It's in the will of God. And we're not going to ask anything, or we shouldn't be asking God for anything that's outside of his will. And John 14, 13, and 14 goes on to say, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, in the authority that God has given us, in the name of Jesus, that he may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Oh, my God. That's the promise of God. Anything you ask in the name of Jesus. And it lines up with his word. It lines up with his will for our lives, what he wants for us. It ain't all the time what we want for ourselves. But we have to put it into the perspective of what God wants for us. And he wants what's best for his children because he loves us. Because he cares about us, because he desires to meet our needs. The scripture says, it will be given unto you. Didn't say what it was. Said if the son asks for bread, will he not give him a stone? Didn't say he was going to give him bread either. A father knows what's best for his children. So, again, it's not all the time that we're going to get everything that we ask for. But God knows the need. And he's in a position to meet that need. Not all our wants all the time. Yes, sometimes we do get the things that we want. And what, you know, what we really ought to be seeking, God, when I talk about giving you the desires of your heart, we need to be desiring more and more and more of God. Song went forth on Sunday. Take everything from me, God, that's not like you. I don't want it. I don't need it. But what I need, God, is you. I need more of you. I need more of a hunger, more of a thirst for you, God, that I'm able to grow in you. I need, God, I need to get into the word of you. And see what it is you want for me. And I know you're going to give me those things. You're going to give me what I ask for. You're going to give me what I stand in need of. Because he wants us to grow in him. He wants us to mature in him. He wants us to be all that we can be for him. Pastor said on Sunday, there's much work to be done for the kingdom of God. We can't just be idle. We can't grow stagnant. But seek God for who he is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says all these other things shall be added. There's times when, you know, we don't have to. We don't. I told Lady B Sunday, as Pastor began to share with the church Sunday, of how somebody just was a blessing to the church, to the Pavilion Project. Sometimes you don't even have to ask. But the God that we serve, he knows. And he will put people in your path to be a blessing to you. He will open up doors when you least expect it, when you don't even see it coming. God will cause people to be a blessing to you. And you need to know that God uses people. When we pray and ask God for things, God uses people. It ain't going to just fall out the sky. He uses people, and that's why it's important that we be in a position that God can speak to our hearts. And then after he speaks, we need to be willing to be obedient. You know, we don't want to let go of nothing. We want to hold on to everything for ourselves. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures I got ever since I can remember, I know since before I was 40 years old, one of my favorite scriptures was Proverbs 11, 24 and 25 that says, when you hold on too tight, you make your own self poor. But when you can get to the place in God that when he speaks to your heart and he ministers to your spirit and he tells you to go forth and be a blessing and you do it, the Bible says when you water others, you in turn water yourself. So every time God speaks and tells you to sow a seed, I encourage you tonight, do it. Because when you do it, you're watering yourself. You're causing God that when you pray and when you got a need and when you got a desire, God's going to meet that need. Why? Because when he told you to meet somebody else's need, you walked in that obedience and you did it. So when you water others, think about it. When you shower blessings upon others, again, God uses people. When you shower blessings upon others, you're really watering yourself. And when you do that, God has promised that your bones will always be full so that you will have to give. So when he ministers to you and when he speaks to you and he tells you to give, you open up that hand and you give as God has told you to do. And I declare unto you tonight, God will meet every need that arrives in your life when you ask. And when you ask with the right motives and when you ask in sincerity and when you ask knowing that you're in the place with God and your life is lining up with his word and you're walking in obedience to what he says, I declare unto you tonight, God will answer your prayer. So I encourage you tonight, you keep on asking. You keep on seeking. You keep on knocking. Just ask, saints. Just ask. Like I said, we go throughout the course of a day and we ask so many questions. And we expect answers. Well, you can ask God. And you can live in a place of expectation and know that he's going to answer that prayer. He's going to meet that need. He's going to grant that request. So you keep asking. You keep seeking. You keep knocking. And you don't have to wait until you're going through a midnight experience. You don't have to wait until you're down in the valley. But you keep in constant communion and constant fellowship with God. You keep abiding in him. You keep hiding that word in your heart. Paul said, pray without ceasing. And God is going to show up. He's going to answer. If he doesn't answer, he's going to show you why he's not. He's going to show you why that might not be good for you. And you know, when I was studying, my mind went back to years ago, and I'm going to share this with you, and we're going to close out and go in prayer. Years ago when I worked at Chippenham, I was walking down the hall, and I was talking to a young lady who worked in the housekeeping department, and we were just talking about being specific in prayer. And she said to me, she said, you know, I wanted a husband. And I asked God for a husband. And God gave me a husband. She said, and that's all I got was a husband. Didn't want to work. Didn't want to be a provider. Didn't want to do nothing. And she's working multiple jobs trying to make ends meet. So when you ask, be specific in your asking. Tell God exactly what that need is, and you be specific in that. So you can't say, he gave me just what I asked for. You know, women out here, they want a mate. They want somebody. And I'm not talking about tall, dark, and handsome. You might get that too. But I'm talking about somebody rooted and grounded in God, somebody who loves God. Because if he loves God, guess what? He's going to love you, and he's going to know how to treat you. So be specific in your prayers. And I declare to you tonight, God is faithful, and he will answer, and he will meet your needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for letting me know that we can just ask tonight. Not a difficult process. And I'm just gonna follow the leading of the Lord tonight. And I'm going to open up these lines because, as I always say, you know what you need from God. You know what you've been asking God for. You know the petitions that you've laid before him. And I just come to encourage you tonight to just ask. And if you're not in the right place where God can hear that prayer and answer that request, then ask God to help you to get in that place, that he can hear your prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and his ears are open unto the cries of the righteous. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hears you every time you call. So if you're not in the right place, and you know you're not in the right place, that's the first thing you need to be asking. God, help me. Help me to get into the place where I can totally commit to you, where I can totally yield myself to you, where I surrender my life to you, that you can use me, that when I call on you, I know you are going to answer my prayer. I know you're going to hear me. So I'm going to open up these lines tonight. I'm going to unmute this line, and we're going to pray together tonight, and we're just going to go before God with our own personal petitions and know that God is going to hear us and grant us our request. To pray with me tonight.
Yes.
And we're just going to go before God, and we're going to believe God for the answers. We're going to trust God.
Yes.
And when we can do that, when we can act, you know, this thing here, it's not just for our own personal gain. When we see God answering our prayers, guess what? It's a witness to the world that they too can trust the God that we serve. And God will get the glory. Do you not know that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen? Meaning it is so. So we're just going to look to the Lord tonight in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you on tonight, first for being
thank
God
you,
all by yourself. Mm. We thank
yes,
you tonight, my God,
thank you, God,
that nothing, my God, is
nothing.
Too hard for you. Oh,
nothing.
My God, we thank you tonight, God, that your ears
thank
are yet open unto the cries of the righteous. We thank you tonight, God, that you hear
thank
us,
you,
that you're such
thank
a gracious
you,
God. You're such a loving God. You're such an amazing God.
Yes.
And you're
yes,
a God
Lord.
That's waiting on us to just ask. So make our petitions known unto you, God, knowing that you're going to answer, that you're staying ready and willing to answer our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. There's
thank
nobody
God.
Like
hallelujah.
You, Lord. There's nobody like you, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nobody, God, is going to do what you do. There's nobody, God, that's going to love us the way that you do. There's nobody,
yes,
God, that's going to care
yes.
for us the way that you do. There's nobody, my
yes.
God, that's going to provide for us, my God, the way that
hallelujah.
You do.
Yes. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for provision.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for making ways out of no way. We thank you for opening up doors, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Oh, my God. You're going to answer.
Yes, Lord.
When we seek you, God, we will come. And as we knock, my God, you said it will be open unto us.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank
and we're
you,
asking,
Jesus.
We're asking. We're doing,
yes,
God, what your word told us to do. We're
thank you, Lord.
Asking tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Meet every
thank
need
you.
Of every person on
thank
this prayer
you,
line.
Jesus.
As they make their own petitions known to you, my
God,
God, that you would meet their needs.
Yes,
oh, my
Lord.
God. That you would do that thing, my God, that seems impossible for man to perform. God, you're
yes,
able
Lord.
To do it. If we
I know he is. I know. I know
oh,
he
my
is.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're still
Hallelujah,
working miracles.
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. You're still showing us signs and wonders. Oh, my God. Have your way in us, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. And if we're not in the place, my God, to act. In the place, God, where you're in a place where you'll answer. God, help us to get in that place. Help us to surrender everything to you, God. Help us to yield our lives to you. My God, in the name of Jesus, it's time to be about our Father's business. It's time to get right with God. It is time to do it now. My God, in the name of Jesus, meet every need, God.
In the name
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every person, my God, that's going through,
yes,
we ask to God. Bring them out,
thank
God, with the
God.
Victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Knowing that there's a blessing, my God,
thank
but it's on the
you,
other
yes,
side.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we just got to go through
thank
the
thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, God. Show us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord. In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, you said them that ask. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, you said you would
yes,
do it,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, thank
do it,
you,
yes, Lord.
You
say do
you
it.
Hold up, God,
thank
and we
you,
walk
Jesus.
Up right before you, but we got thank to walk up right
you.
Before you, God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You said you give us the desires of our hearts. We delight ourselves in you, but
yes,
God, we first got to delight
yes,
ourselves
Jesus.
In you. We got to first
yes,
in
Jesus.
You the kingdom of God and your righteousness.
Yes,
and then
Lord.
That all these other things, my God, shall be added unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We've got to walk
yes,
in obedience
Lord.
Unto
yes,
the
Lord.
Word of you, God. Teach us your word. Teach us your commandments. Teach us to pray mm-hmm. the word of you, my God.
Yes.
You don't conflict
yes,
where your promises are concerned.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to hide the word of God in our hearts. That
thank
we
won't
sin against you.
Yes,
that
Jesus.
When we call on you, my God, we know you're going to answer. We
yes,
know
Lord.
You're going to speak to somebody's heart.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, that's in a position of obedience to you that's going to meet that need.
Yes,
oh, my
yes,
God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
God, we thank you tonight.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for your
hallelujah.
Healing power. We thank you for the
thank
peace
you,
of
Lord.
You, God.
Thank you.
We thank you for the wisdom of you, my God.
Yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That when we act with the right motive.
Yes.
We act out of sincerity of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
my God.
Mm-hmm.
And we act with expectation.
Yes,
knowing
Lord.
That you're going to do, God, what we ask of you.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God. In the
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus.
In
we
the
thank
name
you tonight,
Jesus.
God.
Thank
we thank you,
Lord.
You tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you tonight,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Continue,
thank
God,
you.
To pray for Michael on tonight. God, I'm so grateful to you.
Yes.
I am so grateful to your God. What you're
yes.
doing in that young man's life.
Have you
Hallelujah,
waiting.
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless
bring
you.
Bring complete healing.
Complete
yes.
restoration, my God.
Complete
in the name
healing.
Of Jesus.
Complete
yes,
oh, my God. I pray for his family, his helpmeet, his children.
Yes,
thank you,
God,
those
yes,
that you
Lord.
Have in place to be a support system.
In the name
yes,
of
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Glory
I continue, God, to pray for Malik. in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I know the doctor diagnosed this. They diagnosed that. They diagnosed something else, but whose report are we going to believe? I believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, God, we believe your report.
My God, you're the Lord, yes, my God, that healing is yes. your children's bread. And we're asking you tonight, God, for
complete deliverance
in that young man's
Hallelujah.
life.
In the name of Jesus.
Matter of fact, you ain't nothing but a light thing. Oh,
Jesus.
My God, show forth your power tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
forth your strong arm, God, in the name of
Jesus.
I pray for our church mother tonight, our church father tonight, that you will continue to strengthen them, God. That you will continue, my God, to raise them up and meet their needs, God. In the name of Jesus, don't let them go lacking nothing.
In the name of
Jesus. But meet every need, God.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I pray for Gianni tonight, God.
Yes,
I listened to his mother on Sunday.
Jesus.
God, I thank you. I believe in you, God. That the pancreas will continue, God, to make the insulin that he needs, that it'll come a day, my God, when he won't need any injection.
We believe it, God.
It'll come a day, my God, that instead of remembering when he was diagnosed, my God, they're going to remember the day that you brought complete deliverance. The day, God, that you brought complete healing to his body.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh,
my God, we thank you tonight.
We thank you,
Lord. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for our pastor. I thank you for Lady B tonight, God. You heard their petition. You know the request, God, that they have laid up before you. God, it ain't too hard for you.
Thank you.
Every good and every perfect gift, my God, it comes from above.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
He just had to wait on you, God. He just had to wait on you.
Oh, my God,
in the name of Jesus, that you would meet every need, my God, that they have.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is, God, they're faithful to you, God. They're faithful in the ministry. They're faithful in teaching your people the word of God. They're faithful in leading the people of you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everything I'm asking you tonight, I'm asking you, God.
In the name
of Jesus. Bless everything they set their hands to do.
Yes, Lord.
Meet every petition, God, that they lay before you.
Jesus.
Make provision, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, make provision. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, make provision, God. That the petition, God, is answered.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're not an unjust judge. My God.
Yes,
but you're faithful and you're just. We can come boldly to you before the throne of grace.
Lord.
And we can find grace and mercy in the time of need.
Yes,
thank you. Jesus, try to wait on you, my God. Hallelujah. Fill us with wisdom, my God, that we know what to ask for in the name of Jesus. That we're just not asking for things, but we're asking for a closer relationship with you. That we're asking, my God, for a sweeter communion with you, an unbroken fellowship with you, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And when we can get to that place, oh, my Lord God, there's Jesus. Nothing you won't do for us when we ask you.
Yes, Lord.
We believe
you
in God.
You said how much more. We just give the Holy Spirit to them that ask you,
yes,
my God.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to yield to you, Lord, totally and completely.
My
yes,
soul
Lord.
Oh,
yes.
my God.
My
I
soul,
thank
Lord.
You tonight, yes. Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank you
Jesus.
Tonight, God. Every person
I
on this line.
I trust in you, Lord. I trust
I
in you.
I thank you tonight, God. Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, God. We trust you, Lord.
Yes.
We lean and we depend on you. Our confidence is in you, my God. We rely on you. We can't make it by ourselves.
We can't
make it on our own. But with you, my God, the word declares that all things are possible to them that believe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we stand on the word of you tonight,
yes.
God.
We stand on the word.
We hold fast to the
word
of you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I speak blessings, my God, in the lives of your people. I speak blessings tonight, God.
You bless
I speak good health, oh, my God, in the lives
Lord.
Of your people tonight. My God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we
thank
you, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you all of the honor tonight, God, for what you and you alone are so worthy of all of
Lord.
Our praise.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you, God, in
thank
Jesus'
God.
Name. Amen,
oh God,
amen,
Jesus.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Answering prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you in advance,
Hallelujah.
God. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance,
thank
God,
you.
For the answer.
Yes,
in the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
Lord,
Jesus.
We bless the name of you tonight, Lord. We
Hallelujah.
Love you, Lord. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. We love you tonight,
Glory.
God. We
Hallelujah.
Can't make it without
Glory.
You. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, almighty God,
Hallelujah.
We serve. I pray for God,
Hallelujah.
The Booker and the Hatcher family tonight. My God,
yes,
that you will comfort them, Lord, as they
Good
prepare
Lord.
To make arrangements to lay to rest, God, their loved one. My Good God,
Lord.
You know what the need
Good.
Is.
You
yes,
know the
Lord.
Need, God.
Heaven, Lord.
Meet the need,
Heaven,
God.
Jesus.
Comfort their heart
Have
in the name
Comfort.
Of Jesus.
In the
Strengthen
name
them,
of Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, my God. And even after the visits have stopped and the phone calls have stopped, my God, you're right there. But
yes,
you
Lord.
Promise
yes,
you would
yes.
never leave us. Neither will
yes.
you forsake us, oh God. But you,
yes.
God, have promised to be with us always, even until the ends of the earth.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you so much, God. We
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank we
you.
Thank you for being such
thank
a faithful
you,
and such a loving
thank
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
God. We thank you on
thank
tonight.
You. Thank
oh,
you.
We thank you tonight,
thank
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you tonight, oh, God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
I encourage
yes.
you tonight. Just ask. Just ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard mm-hmm. to do. Just ask.
Yes. Yes,
and then
Lord.
Believe God for the
mm-hmm.
answer.
I thank
yes,
you for
oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I thank you all for just joining in with us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that you go forth and be blessed and be a blessing to somebody else.
Yes, yeah. Lord. Yes. Yes.
Go forth and don't be just a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But do what the Word of God says to.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So you keep asking, you keep seeking, you keep knocking, you do what
mm-hmm.
you got to do. My
yes.
God, to build that relationship with God, to build that communion with Him, and I declare unto you tonight, God will answer your prayers.
Yes,
on that
man.
Note, I say good night.
Yes.
I say that I love
good
you.
Night.
God loves you
I
more.
Love you
we love you.
And you Amen. Go and be blessed of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good night. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.